In today's episode of the Main Yarn podcast called Pierre le Pingouin,
we've got a sneak peek for you of Club Knitwit's first ever knitting pattern.
Yeah, and we're going to share some tips for adjusting patterns and what to do if you happen to run out of yarn.
And I've got some thoughts on how to get started crocheting if you've never done it.
Yeah, how to make your own baby sweater.
And of course, we have a lot of laughs. So grab your projects, get ready, and let's get knitting. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to episode 80 of the Main Yarn Podcast, brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop.
Woohoo! Woo! And hopefully we'll get the technology working. This is take three.
Take three. Yeah.
I feel like I did this once before when we were at, the retreat last summer.
Yeah.
I did a little interview and then I'm like, well, I thought I took a picture of the beginning of that interview. So
we've all done it. So now we're super professional. Uh-oh. What are we going to be covering today, Jen?
We're going to be covering the stitch that I split on the row before.
Okay.
And then we will talk about what we're wearing.
Yeah, we'll talk about some finished objects.
Yes, and what we're currently working on.
And then what we want to work on next.
Yes, and we'll round it out with shop talk.
Yeah, we didn't even have to follow the guide that time.
No, I think we've got it memorized.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
We do the same thing. This is the 80th time doing the same thing. We still need to do it. But that's
and
not
it
true.
Still cracks us up.
Yes. It's not true. Actually, though,
no, not 80.
No, because we didn't used to do what we're wearing, right? When we were first audio only, we didn't used to do what we were wearing. So that's a newish segment.
I thought you meant today for takes.
Yeah, no, it's not take 80. No, it's just the 80th podcast.
That's right. We have done this 80 times, but not always on camera.
Yeah.
We used to be a little more paranoid. And it was before 9/11. It was not before 9/11 that we started this. It was before COVID.
Right, it was before COVID.
It was not before 2001.
No.
We haven't been doing it that long.
I've been talking to myself since before 2001.
I didn't know you back then.
I wasn't recording it. Yeah.
But back then, I used to commute a lot before COVID.
Yeah.
And I would listen to audio podcasts. So that was sort of what I thought we would do, was that everyone could listen to audio. But now it seems like people like video.
Yeah, because we're not commuting as much.
We're not commuting.
Watch.
So when we're sitting at home knitting and we want some friends to knit with, that's what we're here for.
An earth-shattering realization is that people want to see what we're talking about.
What?
That's crazy talk.
And now we got this fancy camera so you can actually see our stitches if they are meaningful.
Yeah.
But if you're still listening on audio, we will remember you and try to describe things.
Yeah, let's do that.
Have we talked about what you're wearing yet on this take?
On this take, no.
Okay.
So we
what
have
are you
not.
Wearing, Julie?
So I am wearing the second Ranunculus that I made. Ranunculus is a pattern by Midori Hirose. I still have a hard time saying that. So thank you, Midori. But I loved it so much I made it twice. This is the second one. And it's the one I've talked about, but I don't know if I've showed it on the video podcast.
I don't know.
Podcast.
Maybe not.
But I ran out of the original yarn that I bought, which happens, I'm going to say, because we're taller and we tend to make them longer. So
this pattern, it depends on the yarn you use, but this pattern is kind of cropped and shortish sleeved.
Yeah.
I added many, many inches to mine.
Yeah. And when I added it, I came out with this cool effect, which was a little bit not on purpose, a little bit on purpose.
I think it looks amazing.
Thank you. This yarn is a different dye lot where the kind of almost bell sleeve starts.
And we switch to the other camera and show it up close.
If you look very carefully, you can see that the color is different.
But
this is the original.
You can't tell
this
it's different so much because
I changed the pattern.
The stitch pattern there.
Yeah. So on purpose, I made it I think it's a 2-purl, 1-twist stitch knit rib down to here, and then it became the regular end of the pattern.
Which you probably didn't need to do.
Probably not, but I'm a rule follower.
No, you're not.
So I'm a creative follower. But this, I like how it changed it. And because I think I was using the same needle size, it's just a, like kind of a flowy sleeve versus making it super tight.
Yeah, so that's a great tip if you run out of a dye lot or if you run out
really
of a yarn altogether and want to...
There's the line.
You want to finish your project, but you can't get any more of the yarn, change your stitch pattern or make it the cuffs and the collar. Like, do it something so it's like you it meant looks, to do it. Yeah. And don't just be like, all right, this sleeve is a different color, right? Yes. You might have to pull some out a little bit to get there. But if you're liking the project, that's a good way to salvage things.
Yep.
And a lot of yarns will change drastically from dye lot to dye lot.
Yeah.
Especially the hand dyed, kind of the really nice stuff, tends to...
Or even within the... Even within the yarn. These socks actually do that, but I'm not going to pull both socks up on the table.
Okay.
But these are my missing
socks.
Yeah,
hand-dyed socks, definitely. Yeah. Hand-dyed yarns, I mean.
Yeah, they actually look different.
And
look
that's
closely.
Part of the charm, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted all exactly the same crayon color, mm-hmm. like, you could just go to the store and buy it.
Yeah. What about you? What are you wearing
what
today?
Am I wearing? I'm wearing this sweater, which is the Castaway... Tea, mm-hmm. I think it might be called, or just the Castaway, designed by Elizabeth Smith, our friend here in Maine.
Yeah.
And it is made in Quince & Company's Wren yarn, which is a 50-50 wool and cotton blend.
Nice.
And it's nice for this time of year when I don't want something too warm, but I still want something.
April in Maine.
Yeah, where it's cloudy. Yesterday was gorgeous and sunny, but today is all cloudy and rainy, so who knows? I hear it's supposed to be 68 degrees here tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Heat wave.
So 68 Fahrenheit, which is
probably
20 Celsius.
I don't know.
What else are you wearing?
What else am I wearing?
I looked that up.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time to flash people, right? I'm going to.
Woohoo! Now's the time.
So Maine Yarn Podcast t-shirts.
Yay!
If you want to show your Maine Yarn Podcast love, these are available, too. And finally, I have a pair of hand-knit socks, which I made out of... I'm not pulling my foot up. it came... I think it's Symphony Yarns, it's called. It's a newer brand. This is their yarn called Terra.
It's very nice.
I did it on my sock machine, so it didn't take very long. And they had just sent me a sample skein to test out. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Nice saturated colors.
It is.
That you can't see.
And it's with a mock rib. Which means I start... So something interesting about sock machines, like there's a river, and I got... One of our listeners actually contacted me after I first started talking about it, said she had a river she wasn't using, and so we did a little swap. I gave her some yarn for her river, and I haven't figured it out yet. So all I've done so far is mock ribs, and circular sock machines are not as easy as you might think if you're just watching someone demonstrate.
Yeah,
so you start
I've tried
out
it.
With all 60 needles, and then like after the cuff you take out every fourth needle, but you don't on a circular sock machine, the needles don't come closer when they're when you take one out, they're still on the same circle, so with every fourth one out it kind of looks like a little bit of ribbing. So it's called a mock rib, and it's pretty easy.
Cool.
But then I mean putting the needles in and taking them out is tricky too. And if you drop, it just goes the fastest yarn running ever, stitch running, because it's all like weighted down.
Yes,
and so
literally with weights attached to it.
Or else the sock machine won't work if you don't have enough weights on the sock pulling it down, which is kind of creepy for a hand knitter to do. Anyway.
Yes. By the way, I just want to give myself credit. 68 degrees Fahrenheit is exactly 20 degrees Celsius.
Wow. Now.
You've little faith.
I didn't question. Okay.
I wasn't sure.
All right. I think that's it for what we are wearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on to finished objects.
Yeah.
We are starting with one of yours.
Yeah, this
what's
is...
What's that?
This is my third... Actually, my fourth, technically, but my third woven scarf on one of my looms. This is on my sample it loom, so it's not super wide. This is as wide as that loom goes.
And that is a rigid heddle loom?
Rigid heddle loom. Don't pay attention to this. Nothing to see here.
Don't point out your mistakes.
I know. I can't help it. So I'm getting better at it. Still having issues with the edge sometimes, to be honest, but I'm working on it. But I love the colors, and this is the first one I've made. I made it specifically 8 feet long as opposed to 6 feet or less.
Yeah.
8 feet is just right if you're taller. 6 feet or less is kind of a small scarf.
How long does it take to make an 8-foot scarf?
Not as long as you'd think.
On a loom.
Not that long. And it depends on the yarn and the, I'm going to forget, the dents. Anyway, the size. Basically, just like a needle size.
Yeah.
This one, if you look, the yarn's a worsted weight. And I think it was a 10 DPI that I used. But I didn't make it super, super tight. But I like the way it came out. I like the way it kind of looks like spotted almost. And I alternated my colors. That's the first time I've done that on purpose, trying to keep to a pattern that I invented. So there is some logic to it, even though it may look a little bit random. Again, there are errors, but I won't point them out.
Go to the big camera.
Okay.
And you can like hold it up.
And then this is how long 8 feet, an 8 foot scarf turns out. Which is just the right length, right? You know, you can do this.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones, I could, like, put it around my neck, and that was it. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't really tie it much.
Well, yeah, it doesn't look huge, but when you say 8 foot, it sounds humongous.
Yes, you know? It does. When you lose a little bit because you've got to cut it off the loom.
Yeah.
But I did this on our road trip. So we have a Ford F-350 truck. My husband's driving. I've got the samplet loom, which is, like, this big.
They're over there.
This big, right? And then it's got a little notch cut out the back. I don't know if you can picture on a loom. It's got a little notch. And what I figured out early on is I open up the glove box of the truck. I put the notch on the glove box. And it's perfect. You can do it while you're driving.
Well, good.
While you're riding.
Yes.
So it actually didn't take as long as you'd think to make this.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't time myself, though. Much quicker than knitting.
Let's just snowballs here.
And Snowball's here.
Hi, Snowball.
Hi. We just got that light, the camera in the right place. Oh, well.
No, it was
it's
in
fine.
The shot when
you... It was. Okay.
Oh, Snowball.
Oh, well.
All right.
So that's one thing I finished.
All right. What did I finish? I don't have it with me, but I finished my Desperate Housewife sweater, finally.
Okay.
And I've been wearing it all over the place.
Yes. All it's right. Very nice.
Snowball. It's like the rainbow stripe that I got from the Emma's Yarn Advent Kit.
Yep.
And then I made like a gray background with a little fox vixen.
Nice.
And I've talked about it for the last couple episodes at least. So you know what's going on with it. But I used like every inch of that yarn, because I was like weighing it out to make sure I had the right amount so I could keep the sleeve repeats going. Mm-hmm. And when we got down to like, all right, this, I'm done with the body. I've got like this much left for the sleeve. We want to make sure we get even sleeves on each sleeve. Then like
even
Julie took both ends and walked like the other side of the house. And then I told the other, so we had it exactly in half and I cut it. And then like, that's how much I have for a sleeve. And so some of them got a little bit shorter than others, like some were four rounds
some
and some
colors.
Were five.
Yeah,
but you can't really tell.
No, you can't. And the sleeves are the same length.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so even sleevens is the name I submit for that concept.
Well, the problem I have with that pattern though is the neck is just huge.
Yeah,
like it's okay when I button the top few buttons, but still, like, it's not just a cardigan I can put on and just like wear it around. Without buttoning the top few, because it just kind of falls down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I made the size too big, because it is a little bit floppy, but I did fudge the size a little too, because I went with a bigger yarn, and I went down a size, and it should have worked, but it ended up a little bit big.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I still love it, and I've worn it a lot, but I didn't bring it down here. It's still upstairs. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Sorry.
Walk up the stairs.
I'll send Snowball after it. All right, what do you got next?
All right, I'll do this one because I've got to save the best for last. Well, actually, I'm going to talk about one that I don't have with me because I think I've got a couple of mittens, but I finished my mitten train on the trip and then I launched into the other things. So there'll be some mittens on the show notes, but I'm going to go right to my Moab hat because we went to Utah and West Virginia. And we've been to Utah several times, Four Corners area. Always, it turns out, in the summer where it's 105 degrees Fahrenheit, which I'm going to say is about 40 centigrade and Celsius, and I feel more confident now. So it's always like super, super hot in the summer. So my husband and I both were like, man, we don't really need that many warm clothes. I didn't bring a knitted hat. It was snowing, you guys. It was snowing while we were there. It was so cold. So
In April.
Yeah. Okay. So I made this hat. And I actually made it on the drive. Yeah. I actually made it on the drive from... I gotta center it. I made it on the drive from Utah to West Virginia, but it's made with Malabrigo Rios in the color chameleon, which is appropriate for Utah because they have chameleons, okay. I believe. And let's take it off. I'll put it on so you can see. And it's, if you look on Ravelry, it like started one day, finished the next day because we just, you know, we're driving and I was knitting. So
awesome.
So that's my Moab hat.
Nice.
What about you?
Well, I've got Pierre. So, here's Pierre.
Why is he French?
I don't know. Well,
because he's... Penguin.
He's purple.
Yeah, he's a purple penguin. He's penguin.
There's a blue one, too.
Oh, cool.
But this is the purple one.
It's Pierre, le penguin. Are we going to do it in French?
My sister told me that, like, yesterday or the day before was National or International Penguin Day or something.
Okay.
And I said, well, yesterday was local yarn store day. And she didn't know that. So
yeah.
We combined the two and I made a yarn penguin. Anyways, this is...
Did you know that before when you started the penguin?
Yes. Okay. I made this in a day.
Yeah.
To say that. Isn't he adorable?
Nice.
This is a Woobles kit.
Yeah.
So do we grab the bag?
Yeah. You want it here? Or?
No, I'll just hold it. Yeah. So these kits, we have them in the store. There's different animals.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with... everything you need except for a pair of scissors to make this guy. Comes with your crochet hook and your tapestry needle and your stitch markers. It even comes with so this first magic ring where how you start our amigurumis already done for you in the bag.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, because it's tricky and that's like where you start. And so they
snowball.
excuse the tech support.
Don't sit on that though.
It is so it comes pre-started and it comes with all these videos. Mm-hmm. So you get a code and you can log into the site.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you could have never picked up yarn or a crochet hook before in your whole life and be able to create this.
That's
maybe not in a day, but you would be able to make this really quickly.
Yeah.
And it was just so even if you're just looking to learn how to crochet, maybe not to make these, it's a great place to start. Like, you'll get used to holding the crochet hook. You'll learn the single crochets and an increase and a decrease. And then, like, some attaching things, how I attach these little guys. So I would highly recommend these. Great. It was a lot of fun.
It's a gift. It's a gift for someone, too, who wants to learn how to crochet.
Yeah, and not, I mean, even someone who's a little bit younger, too. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, the instructions, it's like... like a list of videos, and they're like anywhere from 10 seconds to a minute long, where it's like, all right, here's the next thing you do.
Yeah.
And you do it, and it just demonstrates it. And then, like, you click next, and then it'll play the next video.
Yeah.
So, definitely meant for absolute beginners. And if you are interested in making little cuties or anything else, so now I like really want to do it. I've got some, well, I'll talk about that later and what we want to work on next.
Yeah.
But that's Pierre.
Nice.
My new little
Bonjour
friend.
Pierre. We got French in there.
Okay.
His name is Pierre. He's obviously French.
Obviously.
Very nice.
All right. What else you got?
And then this is the big thing I finished. So it goes, I do want to say
the
that.
Color looks familiar.
Yeah. This is the Mabel. So while on my trip, by the way, I left with all these works in progress or things that I was just hadn't even started. And I came back with a new sweater, a new scarf, a new hat, and a new job.
Congrats.
Thanks. But anyway, I happened to have an interview while I was out there. But this is the Mabel sweater, and I love it. And it's in Luft. So
Wolfolk.
A bisschen Deutsch. Yeah, Wolfolk. Luft, which is German for air. And that's exactly what it feels like. So now I kind of, we'll talk about that. What I want to make next. But it's very light.
Yeah,
so
it's a great yarn.
If you travel a
and
lot.
And it's bulky, too, so it
It's bulky.
It goes fast.
It goes fast, but if you travel a lot, you can squish it up, and it takes up no weight in your suitcase. So.
Yes, the Mabel I made, let's say we made two Mabels in exactly the same size.
Yeah.
Mine weighs probably twice as much. Literally. And even if it's exactly the same yarn, Because I use a thicker yarn. So mine is a much warmer sweater.
Yeah.
It serves, they're both wonderful, but that, like, it serves a different purpose.
Thicker or heavier.
It's denser.
More dense. This one is
it's a chainette.
Blown with Pima cotton inside.
No. It's a cotton chainette blown full of wool.
Okay. The way around. I mean, it feels the other way around.
Mm.
It feels like the cotton's on the inside.
I don't think so.
We're going to have to look that up.
Okay.
But anyway, it's some kind of wool and cotton thingy, and it's very light and squishy and feels good.
Because it's not like just, it's not spun yarn, it's blown yarn.
Yeah.
Where they take like a tube of like this cotton tube, I believe, and just blow wool fibers in it. And you can sort of see the tube in this colorway, not in all of them.
Yeah, you can.
But in this colorway, the tube is white and then it's blown full of these gorgeous purple fibers. So it makes a really cool effect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting.
So
I see what you mean. For me, it feels like the wool's on the outside, but it could just be that it's kind of migrated.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not, it doesn't, this yarn that the Woobles came with is sort of like that too, but it's very different. It's just the tube. Actually, there's something inside it, but it's definitely not wool.
Yeah.
But it's not going to split on you. So it's good for beginners.
Yeah.
So very different, but similar.
Very nice.
All right.
And what, have you got other finished objects?
I think so. Let me see. I feel like I did.
Did all right,
the socks I talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The ones I'm wearing. So I'm not going to talk about those again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pressed flowers shawl, which is in the shop now, so I don't have that one either.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've shown it a million times.
I believe you. I've seen it.
Yes. I taught a class on it yesterday.
Nice.
We had people come in and we kind of walked through the interesting things about that. It's a mosaic pattern.
Yeah.
So that means you only use one color per row.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like color work because you're doing slip stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... Yeah, I did it in ultra alpaca, and excuse the cat, Langfrieda, which is a slow kind of color changing watercolory sort of looking thing, and I did the flowers in that and the white background. It came out really pretty.
Yeah, so it did.
The charts, like, I taught them kind of, it starts with a provisional cast on, so we went over that, and we went over just the mosaic concept in general, but it's all pretty doable.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Let's see. Did they finish anything else? Did you finish anything else?
No, I just said mittens, but I didn't show them.
Okay.
That's
lots
it.
Of mittens.
Yeah.
Are you done with your mitten train now?
I'm done with the mitten train.
Whew.
It's not happening again.
All right. Excellent.
So moving to what we're working on, this is the beginning of one of my smoky socks. I just thought it might be cool to show the beginning. And what I do, my new way of making socks, I start with a square, I turn it into a heel, I turn the heel, I pick up stitches, I go around, and then I make this. And I'm doing the top in a rib, which makes for a more forgiving fit on the foot of the sock. So that's the sock. And then what I'm going to do, I'm on the second sock right now, so this is still in progress, but then when I'm done, I'm going to pick up and knit the leg, and then I could always finish all of the yarn because I just go until I'm done.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I'm working on.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right. Right now I am working on this bad boy. So this is a this is called What the Fade.
Mm-hmm.
I started this a while ago. This is a giant Andrea Mowry shawl, and it's gorgeous. I had six different colors. I bought a kit like years ago with six different colors of sock yarn meant to kind of fade.
Yeah.
And it goes blue, green, kind of oranges, and browns. So kind of through that, a little bit of yellowy greens. But it's kind of, you know.
It's great.
Reversible.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all brioche for the first half, and then it does, well, it does a brioche fade up, and then it does sort of the reverse fade for the rest of it back in garter stitch. So this has been like super simple now, and it's something I can do while I'm, you know, talking to people or recording
a podcast.
But yeah, this is And the yarn here is Goosey Fibers.
Yeah.
Goosey sock.
I love that. I have quite a bit of that.
Yes. Good stuff.
Yes.
So that's what I'm actually working on right at the moment.
Yeah.
What else are you working on?
So the other thing I'm working on, I know I didn't bring it, I'm sorry, is a baby sweater. But we thought it might be helpful to talk about what I'm doing. So when I'm making a baby sweater, my niece, Lacey, just had a baby, a preemie baby. So no, I didn't finish the sweater before she had the baby, but it's okay.
Because
I'm making it for a one-year-old, because if I make a baby sweater, it's going to fit for a week and then it gets run away. So that's my excuse. Anyway, so when making a sweater, though, for a baby, there's a couple things that I like to bear in mind. First of all, I would like to have a yarn that is washable.
Of course.
Because nobody wants to make the poor parents hand wash or, you know, dry clean baby sweaters. The second thing I try to bear in mind is that I wanted to make it so that the neck is big enough to go over the giant, enormous baby head the babies are born with?
Yes.
Despite not having any of my own, I am aware of this fact.
That's what makes them cute.
Yes. And then all you really need to do is get the measurements of the baby. So you can either get the measurements of the actual baby, if you're very fast, I'm not that way, or you can check a yarn requirements or any other pattern that's got a schematic of a baby sweater, which, let's face it, it looks like this, right? You know, like it's going to be a T. And then what I do is I find my yarn that I might already have lying around or I might have to buy. But again, I'm looking for washable, maybe a merino, maybe it's a cotton. Anyway, think about what you want to use that's washable. Figure out my gauge, my row, and my stitch gauge.
Yeah.
Yes, what am I saying it wrong? And then just do the math. Right? Do the maths, if I say it in English. But do the math. You've got your T. You know how wide you need to make it. You know how long you need to make it. Just knit it correctly. And then when I make the neck, I just make it more of a ballet neck, mm-hmm. which means just make it straight across. And you can still have a button here or a button there as you wish, or sew it up on one side. But just to make sure that it's going to be, you can open it up and stick that gigantic baby head through it easily for the parents. So that's what I've been doing recently for
so you
all the
said
baby
make
sweaters.
A gauge swatch.
Yes, make a gauge
what
swatch.
What is a gauge swatch?
Oh, God. Well, gauge swatch is different things to different people. But Julie, and actually, I've just been reading the Patty Lyons book about this, and she's got, there's a whole, that I recommend that, by the way.
What book?
The Patty Lyons book. Which is called something.
Yeah, that's good.
We will get it for you.
We will.
Maybe we'll even put it on the screen if we get fancy. Probably not.
So we're going to have, hopefully, Patty Lyons on the podcast later this. She's coming out with another book, and she'll be doing that. So we'll be talking with her in the fall sometime, I think.
And I'm sorry, Patty, if you're watching this, because I love the book. And I've completely forgotten what you called it.
I can't remember the name of it either at the moment. But
and it's great.
Yeah. All right.
Knitting bag of tricks.
Knitting bag of tricks. That's right.
Patty Lyons Knitting Bag of Tricks. Over 70-something ways to save your knitting. It's too small for me to read. Anyway, Knitting Bag of Tricks is all you need to know. Patty Lyons, Lyons. But she talks about gauge swatch. I already do gauge swatches. What I'm not good at is doing them big enough,
mm-hmm.
washing them.
Really?
Yeah. But then, interestingly, I know you like to do the garter frame around
sometimes,
yours.
Yeah.
But she's got interesting theories about that as well. If you haven't read it, I recommend it. But yes, do a gauge swatch, which means do something that's at least this big, you know, and then measure your stitches per inch and both across and up, and then you'll know your math. Because, you know, if you need to knit 4 inches and it took you 10 rows to knit 1 inch, then you're going to need to knit 40 rows to make 4 inches, for example. So, yes.
What?
That's how you do it.
I did. I missed
if
some
you
of
did,
that.
If you did, if 10 rows was 1 inch.
Oh, 10 rows.
And you
and
want
an
to do 4 inches for a baby sweater until you move to the sleeves.
Yeah.
Then do 40 rows.
Yes, my brain just went somewhere. Same thing with stitch gauge.
Yes.
You count how many stitches to the inch.
Mm-hmm.
It's
across.
Often, over 4 inches mm-hmm. that this patterns mm-hmm. will mention it. Mm-hmm. So you count how many of your little V's are in mm-hmm. your 4-inch span.
Yep.
And that'll be your gauge. Yep. Do it in a bunch of different places on your mm-hmm. swatch in case yep. something's squished or...
Yeah.
And it's always good to wash and block your swatch the same way you would wash and block the garment.
Yes.
So you know what the fabric is going to do. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. And then again, same thing. So if it's 5 stitches per inch, and you can obviously do this in centimeters as well. But if it's 5 stitches per inch and you want your baby sweater to be in the round, let's say 8 inches, mm-hmm. 5/8 of 40. So again, you would cast on 40 and just start knitting. Super yep. easy.
Nice. So, all right. What else are we working on? That's what the segment we're in now, right?
Yes. Okay. That's it for me.
Okay.
But what have you got?
What else am I working on? Well, I've still got my temperature blanket.
Nice.
Inspired by Tony Lipsey's temperature blanket. And
yeah.
getting all tied up in all my other projects. But this is March. That's as far as I am. March is not quite done yet. But
yeah. It's March and penguins. You got March of the Penguins.
You're funny. This is my March sorry. Square and my penguin. Lots of crocheting happening yes. here.
I'm sorry, that might be the title.
No. Okay, so April. That's happening. And then yeah. I've got this, which I'm going to show. It's tiny. You can't really see much yet, yeah. but put it down. It's all yeah. tied up in my cotton yarn here, though. Let me.
There
we go. Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah.
So it's very small. You can't tell what it is yet. But
you can sort of.
Okay. Well, I'm going to show the whole thing during our ad break so yeah. you can take a bigger look at it. But this is the beginning of what comes in the Knitwit Club Knitwit box yeah. for May.
So exciting.
Yeah. And there you go. The yarn yeah. is Plush Singles from On the Round. Mm-hmm. And you'll see more colors in a little bit. So don't skip over the ad break because I'm gonna show you what the project is in that one.
Nice.
But this has been fun. But it is there's little tricky bits, and this Plush Singles is a single yarn, obviously. So I would recommend super pointy needles if you're mm-hmm. working this kind of a project because it's easier to get in and do your increases and pick up stuff.
Yep.
Excuse me. And I think that's all I'm working on, right?
Nice.
Is there anything else? No.
Not for me.
All righty.
Knitwit Yarn Shop has created an exclusive experience for busy knitters. As a member of Club Knitwit, you will get custom dyed yarns, a pattern you'll love that isn't available anywhere else, like this gorgeous Rumpius, and other goodies to make you feel pampered. Plus, you'll get time with the designers and or the dyers to learn more about your special project. If you don't have time to search for your perfect project or the ideal colors to go with it, join us and we'll do the work for you. Once a quarter, you'll receive an exquisitely packaged gift to yourself. Club Knitwit is more than just a box that will arrive in the mail. Although, who doesn't love receiving fun mail?
Yeah.
It's also an experience. We'll be meeting up online and on Ravelry to share our progress and get to know one another. Spots are limited. Go to knitwitportland.com and click on subscription box to learn more and sign up today.
Right, so yeah, working on that Rumpius is definitely mm-hmm. something I'm going to want to work on next.
Yeah,
I've started it.
Me too.
You saw just that little bit, and oh, it's so gorgeous and so mm-hmm. soft. And the people who've gotten their boxes already have all had amazing things to say. So
yeah,
they're very excited.
I did. I loved it. I'm a member of Club Knitwit,
and so we will, we'll do a live unboxing of everything mm-hmm. that's in the box shortly here in the next few days. So. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out for that, and I'll tell mm-hmm. you some of the story behind a few of the things. Mm-hmm. And if you join us before May 8th, we're going to have a live Zoom with Bristol Ivy, the pattern designer, and Rachel Jones of On the Round, who dyed those colors for
yeah,
us. So
that
amazing.
Is
going to be a lot of fun. So
yeah.
that's the community aspect of the club, too. It's not just a box mm-hmm. of yarn. Which
yeah.
would be amazing too with yeah. those colors.
A box of yarn and other goodies.
Yeah, yeah. Other goodies. Stuff I would want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's, I'll be working on that next. How about you?
Yeah, I've got that on my list as well. Awesome. I just actually skeined up the main color of yarn today.
Awesome.
That's it. So I'm almost ready.
Yay. And then we had talked about my Pierre a few times.
Yeah.
But it's got me, like, I did that in a day. And he's so darn cute.
Yeah.
And I had started to do some amigurumi. That's what those little dudes are called when you crochet them. Amigurumi succulents with little faces. Mm-hmm. So I could have, like, flowers on my desk that I couldn't kill easily. I suppose I could. But my dogs probably could.
Yeah. Or the cats.
Yeah.
Snowball.
I don't know if she'd pull it apart. She's busy looking out the window right now. I guess we're okay on tech support.
Yeah. But a penguin is a bird.
Sorry.
Penguin is a bird.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But the succulents, you know, they may not want.
Yeah.
But they're so cute.
Yeah.
I talked about that on the podcast a while ago. I'd started it and then, you know, got distracted with something else shiny. But now I want to go pick it up again. So what else are you wanting to make?
Right now, I'm thinking I really want to make another Mabel in the same yarn, but a different color, obviously.
Oh, good. Yes. Make a different color, please, because that'd be weird.
Yeah. So maybe. We'll see.
Cool.
We'll
see. Nice. And then I want to get back to work on my sock machine because there's lots of sock yarn I've been collecting over the years, and this would be a great way to use it up and get some more hand knit socks that don't squish my legs.
Yeah.
Because now that I've started wearing hand knit socks more regularly, I just don't like wearing any of my other ones. They're just too squishy.
Yeah. I mean, socks that you didn't make yourself? Come on.
Yeah, right?
Who does that?
So highly recommend getting yourself a sock machine to go through all your fingering weight yarn. And then when you see more in the store and you're like, oh, those colors are gorgeous, you could be like,
yeah.
You could just whip up a pair of socks today.
To go through all the fingering weight yarn, like, I like that concept. Because when I organized my yarn most recently, I was like, I'm going to get into the weaving, which I am, and it will use up all my yarn. But, you know, spoiler alert, no, you just end up buying more yarn.
Yeah.
So
that's okay.
It's a nice idea.
But you know, these are all separate hobbies, like I say, that, you know, knitting,
collecting,
weaving,
yarn,
buying yarn. They're all separate hobbies.
Yeah. I have
related, but
curating my yarn collection.
Yeah.
Is a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it. All right. I think that's all we had for what we want to work on next.
Yep.
Excellent. All right, let's just end up with some gorgeous shop talk here. Mm-hmm. As you can see on the screen, this is the On the Round plush singles that will come in your kit if you get join Club Knitwit soon, before these are gone, because these won't be made again, this May box. And yeah, they just got sent out this past week, so you're not too late. And like I said, May 8th, we're going to have our Zoom with both the On the Round dyer who created these colors for me and with Bristol Ivy who made the pattern. So we'll walk you through some of the fiddly bits in the pattern too, because it's a pretty cool what is happening over there.
I gotta show how it goes with all the colors.
Oh,
how it contrasts.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's great.
You can't, the colors aren't quite coming through correctly on that camera.
They're getting a bit washed out, but they're amazing together.
Yeah, pinks,
believe us.
Purples, creams, and this beautiful green.
Yep.
All right. And so one more thing for the shop.
Yeah.
Our retreat is happening this summer again.
June 2024.
Yes. So we are getting close.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to sign up if you want to join. Julie's busy getting us a delicious menu.
We're going to have yummy, yummy food. We're going to have great fun. We're going to get to hang out with designers, a couple podcasters, maybe some dyers. Yeah.
So, but Bristol will be there in case you're working on your Club Knitwit and you want to ask her a question.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll be teaching classes too. She'll be teaching, oh gosh, I always quiz myself on this. She'll be teaching a few classes on brioche and intarsia.
Yeah.
I think she's doing the two tricky ones.
Oh, and I'm going to be able to show her my finished scarf. I mean, I'm sure she's seen a million of them, but yeah.
Which one?
My finished Bristol Ivy.
Yeah.
Why is it worth thinking about
the fractal one that's not.
Yeah, the fractal
it's
one.
It's not fractal.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to show her the scarf. It is, for all that was 8 feet long, this one, if I fold it in half lengthwise, it's still taller than me. And I'm not that far short of 6 feet, guys. It's ridiculous how big it is.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I get to show her.
Yay. And Bristol will be, like I said, Bristol will be there. Casa Pinka will be there. Mm-hmm. And Alicia Plummer. So
yeah, great.
Some amazing designers and really fun humans, too. So
yes.
It will be great hanging out with them again.
It will.
And I can't wait to get back up to Searsport. Searsport, Maine. We have Searsport Shores Campground is mm-hmm. where it is held. And
if you were going to design a shoreside campground site for classes about knitting, this is what you would envision.
Yes.
It's like it flew out of our minds and existed.
Perfect.
Yes.
I think the retreat kind of came about because we were there for Fiber College.
Fiber College, I think.
Julie's like, this is where the retreat needs to
yes.
be. And then the retreat just got built around it because it's perfect. It's
recursive.
Recursive
is the name of Bristol Ivy Shawl. I'm
yeah.
sorry, Bristol. I can never remember the name.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though.
All right.
Can't wait.
Well, I think that's it. Come to the end of another Maine Yarn podcast.
Yes.
You can find the show notes at knitwitportland.com and click on the Maine Yarn podcast box or button or wherever you can find it, or just search for it.
And thank you to our sponsor, Knitwit.
Yes. You're welcome. All right. Have a great month until we talk again. And I'll see you online. Watch our social media for our lives, unboxing, and more information.
And more fun to come from this.
Yeah.
So happy knitting, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.